They have seen a lack of training. They have also seen a continued lack of sufficient workers to do the job. It's a very high-stress job. It's a job that they are constantly threatened that if you make an error, you can be personally liable. So people don't want to work in that type of, you know, underneath those type of conditions. And so there's a turnover that people want to get out as quick as they can because of the too much work and fewer workers, as well as the threat of constant litigation if you happen to make a mistake. One of the results that is actually their inability to adhere to California Supreme Court decisions, Court of Appeal decisions, and the department's own policy, where they actually, inmates are given time if they are, you know, programming well and they're, you know, they're not having any kind of disciplinary problems, then they're entitled for reduced time off. That's the department's own policy. There's also two decisions that are saying that if you are running two cases concurrently and one is a violent, one is a nonviolent crime, you're able to earn half time off for your nonviolent crime. But that requires going back and looking at all the other inmates who this could possibly, this law apply to, and re-audit them. And this is all done by hand. There's not a computer program that they... These are hand calculations that have to be done. They have to go over there and, you know, look, is this case actually apply, you know, meet the criteria? Does this law or this decision actually apply to meet the criteria? So that work's not being done because they are, you know, have a time, they're struggling with the work that needs to be done that's right in front of them, knowing that these release dates are coming forward and that they have to do the audits to make sure that the inmate, you know, is ready to go home and stuff. And they have to notify the community. We have this person coming to the community if there's any kind of, you know, victims involved or if they're a sexual predator. So this is, they can barely keep up with the day-to-day work, so it doesn't give time to go back and do the audits to see has it changed, you know, these court decisions, has it changed the inmate's days. And what they have found is a small sampling is, yes, it had. It had dramatically changed many of these inmate days. They're entitled to get off sooner. We have seen a random sampling from the department that showed one inmate who dates changed by 600 days, more than 600 days. 66 of the cases that they randomly pulled were changed, and as a result of it, was about 150-day average for 13 individuals whose date did change. The average was 150 days, so that's a lot of time that if you calculate it by $43,000 a year, if you're able to get those inmates out on time. This is not early release. This is being released on time. It does have the potential to save the taxpayers millions of dollars. By the department's own policy and memorandums, we believe there is approximately 33,000 out of the 172,000 inmates whose dates could have been affected by these recent decisions, court decisions. I can't think of anything else but to the fact that they're aware of the problem and they have done nothing to address it. There's a memo that we, you know, have had an opportunity to see that actually tells them after they did the sampling is don't, unless an inmate is actually, you know, basically files a grievance or court orders you, don't do the calculations. So I would think that why would, you know, a department that knows that this could possibly impact, you know, the prison population, and again, not early release, but release on time, would not immediately go to make sure that they have the staffing that needs to have these dates recalculated. So, you know, I believe that the department is fully aware of it and just ignoring it. I believe that they don't have the staff. It goes back to, you know, the chronic understaffing. And they're, like I say, their technology is not kept up with the department. These are hand calculations. These are, you know, adding so many days and subtracting so many days divided by such a percentage. There is not a computer system that you can actually put these formulas in and have the computer do the calculations. This is all hand calculations. So they do not have the staffing to do it. And also, too, it's very important to understand that when you hear these prisons, when they talk about prisons are being at 200% capacity, that is actually housing an inmate in a cell that was made for four inmates to put eight inmates in there. But it also, too, the public is never really hears about the fact that the administration was built for 100% capacity. And so when you're running a 200% 100% capacity. You're going to need more workers to process this work of these files for these inmates. They don't have room. And so the concerns that we have is we don't even see them pouring a slab out there saying, you know, here's where we're going to put the module in to bring in these extra workers to get this work done. And this is because it takes, you cannot hire case records analysts, unless they've been a case records analyst. So it takes years of actually this person learning this job and knowing how to apply and becoming very efficient. So this problem will not be changed very quickly. But if we felt we didn't do something, 2 years down the road, we would be where we're at today. And that's even more inmates that dates have not been recalculated correctly. It seems like the only thing that the department actually respects or responds to is, you know, a lawsuit, sir. And what people need to understand is that, you know, these lawsuits come at a cost. I mean, you know, this is actually being done just by the Union of Local 1000, you know, but it is when these inmates, you know, sue the Department of Corrections and they win, these are massive lawsuits. And so, you know, you would think that after several of those, someone would think, well, how can we head these things off? So we don't, not sure exactly why it is the department that is so out of control, but it is out of control.